Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Din of Prozim and Mukofim. This is Siyata Dishmaya, the seventh Shir thus far. And in the meantime, we have seen Mamish Neflos, Rabbis, Vatsumas, Mitaris Hashem. We thank the Rabbanu Shel Olam for this incredible chesed that he's done for us. They were able to learn this Torah Barabim. Or at least a virtual rabbin. And now we are going to continue onwards this beautiful, beautiful journey. And the Yesod HaDvarim is, as we've seen again and again, how this is expressed in various sources, that there are two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv yachid, a chiyuv tzibur, a chiyuv yachid. And yadav v'kulyam, a chiyuv tzibur, talui in the makom. Prazim yadalid, mukafim tesvav. וזה נראה בביור דברי הירושלמי בפרק א' במסכת מגילה בהלכה א' ובפרק א' מהלכות שקלים, ממסכת שקלים בהלכה א', so in the Yerushalmi, Megillah and Shkalim, both at the beginning. So you'll see the following. We know in the Mishnah it says you read the Megillah on the 15th in the walled cities. And the Gemara says, that Rabbi Chelba, Rabbi Chuna, B'Shem, Rabbi Chia, Rabba, Kol Yotzim, Barbosor, Shehizman Kriyosa. Everyone's Yotze on the 14th. That's the time of reading. Amar Rabbi Yusel, Rav Acha, Lo Mestabel Sh'avar, Avalaba, or Avalahaba Lo, depending on what the gear says. It's not mistaber about the past. It's only mistaber about the past, but not about the future. When is Yadalad's mind corrosive? For the past, not for the future. Vatani Mokum Shinagul Kol Shem Kornos Shem. It says that you, in the place that it's no, you read it 2 days, you read it 2 days. Am Rav Manav Yosi Ilim Mekrai Bi Yadalad V'Choyz V'Kar B'Tesvav. Shem Ein Shomen Lo. So he said, this is correct. Somebody who reads on the 14th and goes through again and reads on the 15th, what, maybe you don't listen to him? I do listen to him, he reads it twice. Im ata omer kein, nimtzeis oiker zman krochim. But if you say this, you're uprooting the times of the krochim. My rabbi said, I just read and translated the Yerushalmi, Chaser Po Muvan. I will note that the one of the great brachas of this door is the Art School Yerushalmi. Wow, did they do a good job. The Babli already have other beautiful Perushimat. You have the Masifta and the Vishinantam and the Perush Chavrusa, which used to be more popular, is now less popular. Art school still does a good job in the Bavli, but in the Yerushalmi, who ain't shiny though. Wow. So what does this Yerushalmi mean? That you yotze on yudalid, that's only on the past, not in the future. It says to read it 2 days. Is this correct if you read it 2 days, or this is correct if you read it 2 days, you repeat it on a tesvav, maybe you don't listen to him. If you say this, you uprooted the time of the Krachim. What does this mean? What's the difference between L'Sha'avar and L'Haba? What's this idea of reading on the 15th, 14th, and the 15th? The time for readings on the 14th, Chor talking here about a Sefik, that's when you read twice. Magu Shneim, Kol Shneim, Kol Shneim, you read it 2 days, is when you're Mesupik what the right day is. So maybe you read it on both days. But why do you have to read it twice if you're ready Yotze and Yadalit, if Yadalit is the right time? Not Oker Tesvav. Once you read it on Yadalit, it's Beseder. You did your job. As anachnu tzrichim lahavin po et ma shekatuv by Yerushalmi. אז לפי דברינו נראה כך, שמה שכתוב בירושלמי, שיש נפקמינה בין לשעבר ובין להבא. The Yerushalmi brings a nafkamina between the past and the future. What does that mean? Hakavana bezehi shakore biyudalid yatzar rak yedei mitzvat hayichidim. If somebody reads on the 14th, all his yotze is the mitzvah of the yichidim. Remember we spoke about that? That the mitzvah siyochid is on the 14th. When you talk about the 15th, the 15th is the time for the tzibul. But the time for the yochid is the kulei alma on the 14th. כנתבאר גם בן כרך זמנו בזהו גם ביודלת. Because as we saw, a בן כרך also has to read on the 14th. But להבו. In other words, that's לשעבר. לשעבר means you read on the 14th. And that's when you had to read because that's when your חייבס יחיד applies. But in the future, what does it mean in the future? כשיגיע תתווה, when the day of the 15th comes, and then you have a חיוב ציבור of the כרוכים, בחיוב זה לא יצא ידי חובתו על ידי הקריא אשר יודלת. With regard to this קריא of תסווה, you were in יוצא when you read on the 14th, and therefore בעל כוח שחוזר וקורא. And therefore you have to read again. Just because you read on the 14th doesn't mean you're Yotze Yechoves Tzibur. You're only Yotze Yechoves Yochid on Yudalit. But for the Chovas Tzibur, you need to read on Tesvav. Or Mishum Dema She Yotze Yidei Chovosu B'Yudalit Urak B'Yudalit Atzmoy She Mitzvah B'Yodo B'Ashil Kiyem Es Mitzvah Sayichidim. You're Yotze Yudalit because that's the Mitzvah of the individuals. And therefore, you have to read again on Tesvav. Even if you already read on Yudalit. Because this Kriya of Tesvav of the Krachim applies even to those who read on Yudalit, even though you're Yotze in Yudalit. So that's what it says at the beginning of the Yerushalmi. Hakol Yotzeim b'Yudalit shuzman Kriya. So everyone's Yotze in Yudalit. It's the Zman Kriya. Dahainu. For the Yochit. Amar Yusler Bachalom Mestabel L'Shaavah. That's only talking about the past, meaning Yodalad Yotze Chovetz Yechidim. Aval Lahaba lo, but not Lahaba. Lahaba, you have to read again on Tesvav for the Chovetz Tzibu. I frek the Yerushalmi, Votoni, Mokoim Shenogu, the Kroisa Shne Yomim, Koiramoisa Shne Yomim. Makavana, Snumerata Yerushalmi Maksha, Misfekot. Sfekot korim yomayim. And this is referring to the idea stated by the Ran that by Sfekis, maybe you should say Sofik derabbanan lekula. If you're not sure, then go lekula. And the Ran says, you can't. Why not? Zei yefsha. Because if you go lekula, you're not going to read on the 14th or on the 15th. So what do you have to do? Korei b'rishon, read on the 14th. V'shuv patur b'sheni mitzat tzveke d'rabbanan l'kula. You read on the 14th, and then on the 15th you're patur al tzveke d'rabbanan l'kula. So that's all the das haran. That's all Adas HaRan. Because the Ran says like this. If you go Lekula, so then you're not going to read either day. So you can't say Lekula if you're Mesupik. So read on the 14th. But now the 15th comes around, you're ready Yotze, Sveka Torban on Lekula. You could be Samech that you're Yotze on Yudalit. Ayin Sham B'divrei HaRan. But Adas HaRambam, מה הרמב״ם אומר במקרה של ספקות? הרמב״ם אומר שיקרא בשניהם. זה הרמב״ם שפתחנו בו את סדרת השיעורים לפני כמה מיליוני שנים. שהרמב״ם אומר שבמקרה של ספק קוראים גם בי"ד וגם בט"ו. רמב״ם holds you read on both in a case of suffix. So must be, בעל כורך צורך לא ימר. So you have to say, like the Mishnah Lamelech says, in 111 Megillah, that in a zafal, במקרה כזה, that you can't patter him לגמרי, משום ספקא דרבנן לכולו, שוב חייב בשניהם. So you're chayiv in both of them. Because who says your dalet is better than tesvav? And it's like this. You want to say sveka derabanan lekula? So pater legamre. But you can't pater legamre because then you're uprooting the whole kriyas and megillah. Zei yafshar la'asot. So then, sok the heilig of Mishneh Lamelech, you have to read on both days. Because my chozis that your dalet is better than tesvav? What gave you that idea? So you have to read sign your dalet, sign tesvav. My chozis lahadif yudalet al tesvav. Tzich lekho b'shnehem. Yim yafshar lefotro legamrei misat sveket rabbanan lekula. If you can't patrim legamrei, which you can't do over here, because you're going to end up with nothing, you're not going to be doing anything. So memela, you got to do both, because my chozis that yudalet is better than tesvav. Medavtin Biden. Tzich lasot et shnehem. Biden means in Yiddish both of them. And it means in presidential, the president. A Biden, a za Biden, a za Biden. Vim ken yesh lomar, shekushiyat ha-Yerushalmi, da'azil b'shitat ha-Rambam, dekorim b'shteyhem hi. So maybe the kash of the Yerushalmi is geboid, ze banui, al shitat ha-Rambam. That you read on both. That's what Yerushalmi is saying. We're assuming that you read on both. What's the lashon of the Yerushalmi that's quoted, that we quoted? Ah, you read it on both days. Shitas HaRambam. The cave in Shalko Panim Bekriya B'yodalad V'adah Yotzi Yedei Chovosu L'Ninchi V'Yichidim. So the Kashi the Yerushalmi is that since when you read it on your Dalit, you're a Yotzei Yedei Chovetz HaYichidim. הרי מצד זה יש להעדיף את הקריאה בי"ד על ט"ו. כיוון דמימה נפשך, כי אין בו מצוות מגילה, וגם יש לו סופק קיום של מצס ציבור. Wait a second. In the קריאה בי"ד you definitely יוצא לחיוב יחידים. So therefore you should prefer the reading of the 14th over the 15th. Because מימה נפשך you're מקיים מצס מגילה, right? Because י"ד you're יוצא. And it could also be your makayim yechoy vas tzibu, because maybe you're really in an ear, in a paraz, in an unwalled city. V'shuv yipater michiyuv kliya noisaf b'tesvov midin tzveke derabbanan lekula. And then you're going to be pater from meeting on the 15th al tzveke derabbanan lekula. So that's the kashi of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, What's pshat that if you read on your dal, you have to read it again on Tesvav? Look at the makom shenagu lekoros shnei yamim, koronos shnei yamim. Why do you read it both days? You shouldn't have to read it both days. Why not? Because you already yotzei yerchov asiyachad on your dal, and memela could also be that you yotzei yerchov as tzibul because maybe you're in an unwalled city. And therefore, you shouldn't have to read on Tesvav. Once you already read on your Dalet, Why are you reading on Tetzvav? You already did your job. And on that, the Yerushalmi answers, the cave and Shigami Shikoro B'Yudal, B'Chishema in Shomu Lo Likwa B'Tesvav. Even if somebody read on Yudal, what, we don't listen to him to read again on Tesvav? Of course you listen to him. Because Mitzad Achiv Tzibur Sheba Korachim Meinu Wala B'Tesvav. Because the Tzchiv Tzibur, the Korachim is on the 15th. Because otherwise, Nimtzei Sokers Man Korachim, Achoresh Es Kol Achiv De Korachim Efshalakayim Rak B'Tesvav. The whole Chiv of Korachim you can only do on the 15th. So you're only going to be Yotzei on the 15th. And since vis-a-vis the separate chiyuv of the community, all the korachim have is the 15th. So the gabezam rin and the lord, if you doubt me, tesvav. 14th is no better than the 15th. V'haiminayu mafkes, which one are you going to exclude? V'lom rin and shiachriya b'zem ha'ashez chiyuv ha'yichidim yotzim b'yadalit. We don't say, oh, you're yotzim yichiv yichidim an yadalit. Because klapei chiyuv tzibur ein b'ze kol hachra, ein hachra, there's no decision, there's no resolution of your chiyuv tzibur problem, and therefore you read misafik b'shtei ayamim, you read misafik on both the mishnei ayam both days. So that's the issue. The reason you're reading again on tesvav is because you have to be gyotzi your chayvas tzibur, otherwise you're oiker the chayvas tzibur. So again, the Mishnah says you read on Tesvav. And then Rabbi Chelbo said that everybody's Yotze on Yudalit. Because Yudalit is this man Kriya. But when is the Yudalit this man Kriya? Rabbi Yossi the Rabbana said to Rabbi Acha, that's only the Sha'avar. In other words, when you read on Yudalit, you Yotze Yechovas Yachar on Yudalit. We're not Lahaba. What do you mean not Lahaba? Not Lahaba means that you have to read again on Tesvav. In other words, if a Ben Krach reads on Yadalit, it's not enough. Yeah, he's Yotzei Chavis Yachid, it's not Yotzei Chavis Tzibur. And then the Gemara says, Ay, Vahatani Mokum Shinogu Lekaris Hashneim Karnas Hashneim. You're reading it 2 days, we said, it's not like the Iran. Iran says if you can't decide which one, you don't know which one, can't uproot both of them, right? You can't not read at all. So read your Dalit and you're off the hook for Tetzvah. But this Yerushalmi guide Beshita Saramba, that you read on both days. And if you read on both days, the question is, that's a kashim we said before. Because now again, the Gemara is talking about Tzveikus. And why are you reading on both days? Because if you can't pater him legamer, like the Mishnah Melech said, so read on both days, read on Yudalit and Tesvav. So since we said before that you're Yotze and Yudalit, so why doesn't that cover you? Why doesn't that cover you for Tesvav? Because you're Yotze Yerchoy Vatsiyachi. And therefore, the reading of Yudalit is better than the reading of Tesvav. Again, we started off and said everyone's Yotze and Yudalit. And then we said, yeah, but if you're in a krach, you also have to read on Tesvav. But then we said, in cases of Safek, why are you reading on both days? Yudalit should be better because you're already Yotze and Yudalit. And it could be also Yotze Yechovas Tzibur and Yudalit. So why is it necessary to read on both days? Like the Rambam holds, like the Yerushalmi seems to be holding. And then Rav Mana says, V'yotz, this is correct. If you read on Yudalit and you read on Tesvav, maybe you don't listen to him. Because if you say this, that you don't listen to him, you only let him read on Yudalit, Yorok is man krochem, meaning there's a chayvas tzibur. You're going to be ignoring the chayvas tzibur. Yeah, we were machriya the chayvas yachid. We weren't machriya the chayvas tzibur. That's why I have to read again on Tesvav. We wanted to say, the Farshim wanted to say, that we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. Because the poskim don't mention the Yerushalmi. So it must be the poskim. We don't hold like the Yerushalmi. And it must be because the Bavli holds, Bavli argues. The Bavli argues because the Bavli brings down this man, Zmanim Zmaneim, Zmanosh Zeh, Lok Zmanosh Zeh. And you can't say that everybody's Yotze and Yudalid. No. Some have Yudalid and some have Tesvav. So we paskin now like the Yerushalmi. And Shalom al Yisrael, that's why the poskim are mashmi to Yerushalmi, that everybody's Yotze and Yudalid. But according to where we're saying, no. לפי מה שנתבאר, אין בדברי הירושלמי נפקה מינה למעשה לעניין שהידי הקריאה ביודל לא יתחייב לחזור ולקרוא בתתוו. There's no נפקה מינה למעשה in the Yerushalmi that by reading on the 14th, you're not going to have to read again on the 15th. And you're going to have to read again on the 15th. Because you have to be Yotzi Yerchoy Vaz Krochim, like we just said, Pshat in the Yerushalmi. בצד ספק. ורק עניין עיוני ישנו בדברי הירושלמי. כלפי קיום המצווה וכלפי שמי. There's just an academic issue that is taught to us by the Yerushalmi, that's explicated by the Yerushalmi. Vis-a-vis the fulfillment of the mitzvah and vis-a-vis the name, the definition, the nature of the mitzvah, that yudalid, everybody is a chayvas yachid. But it's not a lemaisa, because lemaisa, even though you're yotzei and you're dalit, aval gam ledivrei Yerushalmi, harei mechuyavu lachzor v'lekro b'tetvav. If you read again on tetvav, and there's no nafka mina that you're yotzei and you're dalit, that's why the poskim are mashmit. Because when you have a suffix, it's not going to help you to read on your dalit alone, that you're yotzei and you're dalit, because you're going to have to read anyway again on tetvav, because of the choyvaz krachim. And that's why the poskim were mashmit the Yerushalmi that you're yotze and you're dalit. Because there's no nafkamina lamaitse, because sof you still have your chayvas tzibur to take care of. Ve'advarim me'irim kesapirim. ומעתה הרי מבוארים היטב דברי הרמב״ם והגרא. And now it's super gewaldic, the Rambam and the Gra that we saw. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that you read on both days. Yerushu Safek, you don't know, you read on both days. And you make a bracha on the 14th alone, because it's mana kriya l'rov ha'olam. The Gra writes in the Rambam, that even the Bnei HaKrochem are Yotzei B'diyeved on Yudala, like the Yerushalmi says. That even though it's a Sufek on Yudala, everybody's Yotzei, and that's why you make a Baracha. And then we asked, so if you're Yotzei on Yudala, the Gemara brings the Yerushalmi that everyone's Yotzei on Yudala. So why are you reading again on Tesvav? And also the Rambam says, because it's Roi V'Olam. It's not the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi doesn't say it's because it's Rov Olam is reading on Yudal. Yerushalmi says because you're Yotze on because you're Yotze on Yudalid. That's why you don't make a bracha on Tesvav, because you're Yotze on Yudalid. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha on Tesvav, because Rov Olam reads on Yudalid. So the Gro wants to harmonize the Rambam with the Yerushalmi, but the Rambam says a different word than the Yerushalmi b'chlal. Zeh ma she'sha'alnu ba'shiur ha'pticha la'sidra hazot. Az nara pashut she'kol hadin she'nitber she'bekach nigar dinei yechidim achrei ha'chiyuv b'tzibur, she'ein zeh le'kshiyekayem bevadai et ha'chiyuv shel ha'tzibur, au she'bespek im yuchal latzeit yidei chovat chiyuv ha'yechidim b'tesvav, b'chai gavne, ודאי אין נקרא חיוב היחידים אחרי חיוב הציבו. ובעל כוחנו חייב לקרוא ביודעה למצד חיוב היחידים, שישנו הכל אחד ואחד. וכמו שכתב הרמב״ם, דיודעת הוא חיוב קריאתה לרוב העולם, ואנו דמשום הכי עיקר הזמן של חיוב היחידים. הוא ביודעת. וכנ"ל במה שאמרנו, אחד מהשיעורים הקודמים. דיינו כך. pashut that the whole din that we explain, that in a krach, in a walled city, the din of the yechidim is now drawn after the din of the tzibur, and therefore the yechidim are also chayiv to read on the 15th. That's only when they're vadei makayim their chiyuv. Tzibur on the 15th, memel yechidim have to read on the 15th. But if it's besufik whether or not they're yotzei on the 15th, so b'chai gavna, you can't say the chiyuv yechidim is now nigur after the chiyuv tzibur, because the chiyuv tzibur on the 15th is only a suffik. So it must be that you have to read on the 14th mitzvah the chiyuv hayichidim that everybody has. And that's what Rambam says, that that Yudalit is the chiyuv kriya l'rov ha'olam. And since it's the chiyuv kriya l'rov ha'olam, that's why it's the ikar zman. Since it's chiyuv, what the Rambam means is, since it's chiyuv kriya for ikar olam, therefore that's the primary time for all the yichidim to read on Yudalit. Since most of the world is reading on Yudalit, so it comes out that that's the zman for chiyuv yechidim. When is the chiyuv yechidim nigra? When is it drawn after the chiyuv atzibur? When it's a vadei tesvav. But here it's only suffik tesvav, so memela, the chiyuv yechidim, he can't be yotzei on tesvav. And that's what the Rambam says, that you read on yedalit bebracha. Why? Because you definitely have a chiyuv yochid on yedalit, and therefore there's a bracha mitoras vadei. With certitude, we make a bracha on Yedalit. Al Tzirchovas Yachid. And that's what the Gro brings from the Yerushalmi. And we see there's a Chiyuv Yechidim of B'nai Krachim even on Yedalit. That's the Yerushalmi we saw before, that everybody's Yotzei on Yedalit. The only reason you have to read again is out to the, just in case, for the Chayvas Tzibor, but for the Chayvas Yachid, everybody has a Yedalit. If it's a Suffolk, so then on Yedalit, it's definitely, the Chayvas Yachid is definitely on Yedalit. So that's all the Gabay Mitzvah Sichidim. So you make the bracha on Yedalit, I'll see Mitzvah Sichidim. But the Gabay Mitzvah Tzibor, you don't know if you're saying Yedalit or Tesvav and Klapi, this Suffolk. We say, Haiminayu Mafkis. Which one are we going to exclude, for crying out loud? We don't know which one to exclude. Therefore, you have to read both. Amnam Baal Kolchenu Mitchayev Mizeh Shemisofik Yichol Gam B'Tesvav V'Meila Misofik, you have to read on the 15th as well. Aval Kriya Zo Hi B'lo Bracha. But this Kriya is Brachalis. Misofik Brachas Lahakel. That's what the Rambam says. You have to read again on Tesvav. But the Kriya is without a Bracha, like the Kriya of Yadalar, which is B'Bracha. V'Osa Shapir Heitev Tifrei Rambam V'Agra. You know why I love this Rabbi saying? Because took us 7 shirim to get here, but we got here, and it was super awesome. That's pshat. That's why you're reading on Tesvav. That's the Chayvas Tzibur. And the reason there's only a bracha on Tes Yedalit is because it's vade. You have a vade Chayvas Yachid on Yedalit. Since Tesvav is only mesupik, so you can't say the Chayvas Yachid is nigra achar Yitesvav. Baruch Hashem, Shuv Ra'isi B'Me'iri, B'Dav Bei Zomud Aleph. The Me'iri is always gevaldik, because the Me'iri has a lot of great chedushim, and it's clear language, clear reading. Says the Me'iri, Af al pi shekelu bo'isim azmanim, lekforim, lahakdim liyem haknisa, mikol mokoim, b'nei krochim, shekodmu liyudalid lo yatsu, even though they were mako for the kfarim to be makni al knitsa, the b'nei krochim, who read in Yedalit aren't yotzei, have to read again. Even though the Yerushalmi says yotzei on the 14th, lo nemar zel al sveikis. That's only talking about sveikis. For who lehed yekamoshin is brought, exactly that we're saying, that even though we see in the Yerushalmi that ben krach gibim yotzei ben ear, even shalob sveikis, nevertheless, if you read on Yedalit, you have to read again on Tesvav. Why have to read on Tesvav? Because you still have your Chovas Tzibur to take care of. So this din that you yotzei and yodalit is only gabe the sveikis. So that's a yachid can read on the 14th, but he still has to take care of his 15th obligation. Al tzchoyves hatzibu. My rabbi said, "Yesh ot harbe manumah." ואנחנו מודים מאוד לשם שהגענו עד הלום, ואני מודה לכם שהאזנתם, ואולי בלי נדר אם ירצה השם נמשיך. אבל בינתיים באמת ראינו נפלאות, וכפי שאמרתי יש עוד הרבה מה לומר, לא הרבה מאוד, על פי דברי רבנו, אבל התורה פרה ורבה. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.